The Kim Komando Show, Saturday mornings at 9 on News Talk 790 KFYO.
Good morning. It's 9 minutes after the hour, 67 degrees. We got rain. We still got rain. Easy does it while you're moving around this morning. Just because people get happy when it rains. And at the moment, we are trying to get somebody plugged in because they can't hear a darn thing. Are we good now? We got tone. We've got tone. All right, Tom and Laura.
It helps to plug in the headphones to have them work for you.
Yeah, invite people into the studio to talk about their stuff, and then they can't hear. In the studio this morning with us, Rhonda Menifee, she is a Komen supporter, cancer survivor. I'm actually outnumbered. Because we have Laura's a cancer survivor, Rhonda, you're a cancer survivor, and your new director, Nancy Horn, is also a cancer survivor. So introduce our new director of the Love of Komen.
Well, our new director is Nancy Horn, and she has been a survivor for 8 years, and I've known her for quite a long time. And when she decided to interview for the position, it was just hands down, she was the one that was most eligible and ready to go and put foot and power to the process of what we needed at the time after Ashley had gone on to bigger and better things for her. And she has just hit the ground running because, you know, the race is coming up and we're already gearing up. We're plotting forward with leaps and bounds, really.
Good, good. Okay, Laura, Komen's got a bunch of stuff coming up here directly. I mean, last year we had a walk team in the Race for the Cure, and I suspect we're doing this again.
I would think we are. Haven't talked about it, but yeah, I'm game. So Nancy, tell us about what's coming up. What you've hit the ground running. So welcome.
Oh, thank you, thank you. We are busy. The race is October the 4th, so we are in the process of trying to get everything ready for that. But this week especially is going to be special for Komen Lubbock because we will be having our ribbon cutting and our kickoff for our 20th anniversary race. 20 years in Lubbock. A great thing. That'll be Thursday.
This Thursday?
Thursday.
Mm-hmm. August 14th at 5 o'clock at our Komen office at 7412 University. And we would love for any and everyone to come and be a part of that time when we have all of our former race chairs for the last 20 years who will be there with us, and our board members and our new chair, who's Kay Young, for this year. And she's really worked overtime to get this done because I was new and I don't know all the ropes just exactly yet, but she is a trooper to get this going. So we are about to embark on tons of things to be going on pink in Lubbock.
Well, tell us about, if someone is not familiar with the race, and why should we be involved with the Race for the Cure? How much of the money actually stays in Lubbock or the surrounding area with our local race?
You know, sometimes I think that's a confusion for people who are here. We do keep at least 75 cents out of every dollar stays in Lubbock locally to be granted back to our local entities so that they can use that money for treatment of women or diagnosis, really, of women who are about to embark on the journey that we've all been on through breast cancer. And then our job as the affiliate, once we give the money to our grantees, is to be the support for these women. And Rhonda's done a lot of that work with our survivor circle in supporting women who have been newly diagnosed. And then the other 25 cents of that dollar goes to research. And I just returned from a conference in Fort Worth where I met all of those men and women who do that research for us. And if I ever was bought in to Komen, I'm even triple time that now. As I saw them and heard them and the passion that they have for finding that cure and how close we really are to doing that. So this money is going to make a lot of difference for a lot of different cancer victims, not just breast cancer, but they're all really interrelated at some point. And so if we find one, we may find for a lot of those.
That would be wonderful, wouldn't it?
Oh, my. Oh, yes.
Yeah. Wonder how much money, have you put a dollar figure on how many, over the 20 years that we've been doing this, Race for the Cure in Lubbock, how much money has been raised through the whole 20 years?
Well, I know it's been, the last report I had, and of course I don't know if it was including last year's, but it was in the millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like several million, not just a million or 2 million, several million. I couldn't just recite that to you right at the moment. I should have looked into that. But it has just been phenomenal. And Lubbock, you know, here in Lubbock, we do service a 16-county area. Mm-hmm. So it's not just here. It's trying to hit the smaller communities that maybe do not have access. And, you know, we help fund that mammo van going around to those smaller communities to do mammograms and first-time diagnosis and, you know, to walk them through. And then we end up, you know, the YWCA gets a grant from us, UMC, Covenant, you know, so we are touching lives in every integral part of maybe a survivor's walk or journey. We try to get it when they first, you know, hopefully diagnosed early.
Mm-hmm.
And so we are trying to really work to, you know, expand and really touch the outer communities, the smaller communities, old or young. You know, some people don't have insurance, and so the mammo van or when you come and can get a free checkup, which, you know, that really is easy for those that mm-hmm. don't have that insurance and
right.
then can get a mammogram.
Absolutely.
Early diagnosis is the number
That's
one
key.
Thing.
It Absolutely. Is key. Oh, I forgot what I was going to ask you. Oh, so are we to the point where we can go ahead and get online and start registering teams? Has that kicked off yet, or is that
Yes, we are. We are ready to do that, and we actually will be in the next week hanging all of our signs around town and making it available. Probably the easiest way is just to do it online, but we do have paper-type registration if you'd prefer to do that. But I think we are at over $1.8 million that we have raised locally for our women here and our men here, too. I think we can't forget that we do have men who are diagnosed with breast cancer mm-hmm. as well as women. And we do fund all of those things that Rhonda spoke about.
And that day is just so special because of friendships and just the support. And it's just all about support.
Yes.
It really is. So it's really a fun day. It's a day to really give fellow survivors that boost up and, mm-hmm. and big support.
Yes. Okay, Laura, now you have a homework assignment. Go ahead and get our team registered
That's
now.
Right. That's right.
So we can start getting Online. People on board. Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead and let's get the days and times again of the walk and then your anniversary celebration this week.
Anniversary celebration will be Thursday, August 14th at 5:00 at our Komen office at 7412 University. And the race itself will be October 4th at the Civic Center and it will start at 9:00.
Yay.
Good.
Hey, wait a minute. That's a little later.
Yeah, you get to.
We get to sleep in an hour later, don't we?
Yes.
that's
nice.
The good part.
Thanks.
All right. Changed it.
It's the 20th anniversary of Komen Lubbock. Rhonda, thanks for being with us. Rhonda Menifee and the new director of Komen Lubbock, Nancy Horn, thanks for being here. Good to meet you.
Thank you.
Welcome
to
the neighborhood. Right now it's 17 after the hour.